Sol de la Noche has been playing around town. We heard them last year as they appeared at the Fiestas at Johnson Field, about 12 minutes. This time we've got about 40, and let's get right to it. You're going to hear a mix of traditional and classic songs. We're also going to hear two originals from Diego Manrique, and we're going to meet the band. For this performance, Sol de la Noche are a five-piece, but they can expand to 10 and beyond. So with, we'll call them absent members, Sean Unstead, Ryan Real, Jared Goodrum, Brahim Frigbane, and others. The group in Studio A are Diego Manrique, guitar, lead vocals, Gabriela Garza, lead vocals, percussion, melodica, Diego Flores on bass, Oscar Gamboa on percussion, Jose Chicas on trumpet. Roman Garcia, aided by Marshall Broyles, was your Studio A engineer. Let's kick it right off, step into the studio, and start it off with Diego Manrique introducing the first song right here on Ear to the Ground.
So the name of the song is Me Voy. It's a song by Andres Cepeda. He's a musician from Colombia, the place where I come from. And I really like the way Gabriela interprets this song and the voice. So here you go.
Quiero que olvides que yo te seguí hasta el mar.
So the next song we're going to play is called Chan Chan. Is a song that was written by Buena Vista Social Club. And so it's a song that we really like, everybody in the band. It's really fun, this piece.
Nah.
All right, we're taking a moment out from the feature presentation to meet Sol de la Noche. Sol de la Noche are Diego Manrique on vocals and guitar, Gabriela Garza on vocals, percussion, melodica, Diego Flores on bass, Oscar Gamboa on percussion, and Jose Chicas on the trumpet. Thank you for coming in and giving us this performance. I want to hear about where the group began and where you were before we found you back in last spring at the Fiestas. But let's go straight into how this band operates. You you just played Chan Chan. And Diego, in introducing it, you talked about, you sort of mentioned how the band worked that piece up. That piece has been done a dozen times since it became world famous. How does this band approach a piece that's been done so often and turn it into sort of a suite, turn it into your own thing entirely? How did that process happen?
Well, all of it came to be through an inspiration that I had in San Diego, California. That's where I first moved when I came from Colombia. And so there I met or started working with another a Colombian guy whose name is Santiago Orozco, and over there we perform quite a lot together, and he introduced me to his music, which is a little bit more some sort of reggae style, and I worked with him for a while, but so through the work with him and his band Todo Mundo in San Diego, some sort of this idea of playing Cuban music and world music, so mixed music between Colombia, the Caribbean, and later on Spanish music was sort of the inspiration for this for our music, and the process of approaching songs that have been done before. So we follow a lot of what they do with Chan Chan, but we also, you know, originally, but we also change it into our own structure to kind of bring in some of more of the percussion that you would find, I would say, in more traditional music from Colombia and the Caribbean, and then also bringing in sort of the Spanish or a little bit of flamenco style guitar to mixed in with it.
And there's tempo changes, I mean, two or three different tempo changes. It's almost like a little suite, the way you performed it. And also what you're doing vocally is unlike anything I've heard on any of these other covers of that song.
I think that reason for that kind of approach to a piece that is a little unconventional from what you have heard is a result of the inspiration that I've gotten from listening to a lot of flamenco, which has changes and a lot of the speed through one performance. Also an inspiration from just trying to bring in through different parts of the song different instruments. So what part we change from, you know, shakers and more of a calm part of at the beginning, that kind of highlights some aspects of the guitar and some of the Spanish guitar and how sweet it can sound just without being overwhelmed by other instruments that are also in the band. And so then we go on into other parts where the trumpet can become more of the stronger part of the of that particular section of the piece.
So if I'm correct, you're right in the middle of this very contemporary approach to sort of a borderless music, but that's got very strong roots at the same time, because you're reaching back to some very hardcore traditions, you know, from multiple nations and originals in here, but you're not all from the same place. So when those doors are open, how do each of you as musicians come in? I mean, what are you bringing? We're getting a bit of a sense of where Diego comes into this, but where are the rest of you coming into it?
I'd like to add on that. I personally believe that's what makes the band so unique, is that I have more of a jazz background, where like Diego and Gabriel have more like Latin backgrounds, and these two guys have a mixture of Latin jazz backgrounds. So I feel the amalgamation of all of our styles comes together and creates our own unique style, and that's how we create our unique approach to any particular song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it seems very wide open. We've just heard the first original, and obviously this is going to be a direction the band would take. I assume more original songs, even original instrumentals. What are you planning on? What are you planning on as your next step musically? Because as we said, there's so much open territory.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's one of the parts that we have been talking about with Gabriela, and from what I can see right now and the results of the pieces, the original pieces that we have been coming out with, I want to approach music that is, in a sense, popular, that can reach a lot of people, and also putting a lot of different aspects from, like I said again, from Caribbean music, Spanish music, and without drifting away so much from what it could be popular music.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a real aspect of what we do in Sol de la Noche is very, I mean, while we use different styles like that, and from my perspective, when I bring in different musicians who work with us, then they all bring their own flavor, but is also kind of our direction to keep in mind that the idea of this band is to go and play a bigger bands, festivals, or go touring in a place that a lot of people that, you know, would allow people to listen to it, or many people to listen mm-hmm. to it, and not just one particular audience who is focused on listening to a very special type of music.
Right, at like a world music festival or an alt Latino festival, they'd come to you with really open ears, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, the band is still young, and we have been together as Sol de la Noche here in Albuquerque for about 2 years. And during those 2 years, we have been able to be part of a lot of events. For example, the Latino Film Festival, the fiestas, a lot of events through the different farmers markets, mm-hmm. which is something that we really, really like to support, and something that me personally, as a musician, as a person in the community, likes to support very much.
Now, when you're bringing in other instrumentation, other musicians, this band conceivably can expand quite a bit when it wants to.
Want me to add on to that? So I guess like what we've been doing past the year, we've been experimenting with different sounds. So like at fiestas, we added Brahim, who's from Morocco, and he played his oud for us, and he's an incredible player. So he jumps in sometimes if we're looking for a sound, or maybe, you know, another room color. But we also bring in other people. We used to have Josh B. Hill on guitar, and he was a flamenco player. An incredible player. And then maybe like last month ago, we brought in Jade. I don't know her last name, but she's
Jade Stokes.
Jade Stokes, yeah. She sings in Portuguese for us. Mm-hmm. So we played a little samba. Oh,
what was it?
I know we played a little Brazilian tune with her. So she comes in, jumps in, and sings with us sometimes. But so as a band, we've been just trying to grow and experiment and try different sounds. And it's.
Where do we go to keep up with Sol de la Noche? Is there a single site or a Facebook or something for that?
Yeah, for that, you can go to soldelanoche.com, and also in Facebook would be, you can look up Sol de la Noche, and you know, through a search you'll probably find it fairly easy. And also in soldelanoche.com you can find our Facebook. We're also looking into expanding all the, you know, different media and stuff, but right now we're mostly focused on what it is, music and the establishing the concept a lot better. Well, this song is called Espero. It's an original song from Sol de la Noche. And I think this one sort of reflects more of the direction that the band is taking. And I hope you guys enjoy this music. Comprar la vida, tú no puedes comprar el sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes, 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 tú no puedes.
There's no lie, no lie. There's no lie, no lie.
So the last song we're going to play is also from Cuba, Buena Vista Sunshine Club, called Cuarto de Tula. I think this one is pretty much the favorite, not only from the public, but also from the band.
Cachimba se ha formado la corredera. En el barrio la cachimba se ha formado la corredera. Allí vienen los bomberos con su campana y sus sirenas. Allí vienen los bomberos con su campana y sus sirenas. Se prendió candela,
se quedó dormida y no
apagó la vela.
El cuarto de Tula
se prendió candela,
se quedó dormida y no
apagó la vela. Echa la semilla a la maraca pa' que suene, pero chacucha, pero que chacucha. Echa la semilla a la maraca pa' que suene, pero chacucha, pero que chacucha. Echa la semilla a la maraca pa' que suene, pero chacucha, pero que
chacucha.
Echa la semilla a la maraca pa' que suene, pero chacucha, pero que chacucha. Cachimba se ha formado la corredera. Allí vienen los bomberos con su campana y sus sirenas. Allí vienen los bomberos con su campana y sus sirenas.
Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó?
El cuarto de Tula se prendió candela.
Se quedó dormida y no
apagó. Pero que chacucha, echa la semilla a la maraca pa' que suene, pero chacucha, pero que chacucha, echa la semilla a la maraca pa' que suene, pero chacucha,
pero que chacucha,
echa la semilla a la maraca pa' que suene, pero chacucha, pero que chacucha. Thank you. semilla la maracapa que suene, pero chacucha, pero que chacucha. Yo echa la semilla la maracapa que suene, pero chacucha, pero que chacucha. Yo echa la semilla la maracapa que suene, pero